In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of Saint Canute, and he was the king of Denmark in many years ago, when Denmark, together with whole Northern Europe, was still Catholic. And in fact, Saint Canute was one of the big factor in making sure that whole of his kingdom was a Catholic. And he is one of those peculiar and extraordinary persons I once mentioned to you in the history class. When you are a head of state and you have lots of subjects, it's very hard to be at the same time a good Catholic and a good head of state. There are not that many persons who have really managed to do that. But Saint Canute was one of those extraordinary persons who was model and good ruler and always did the best for his kingdom, but who was also an exemplary Catholic who sought the salvation of his own soul first. And Saint Canute became the king of Denmark after his elder brother, who was first the king, died after reigning only 2 years. And Saint Canute began his reign by making successful wars against the barbarous enemies of the state. It was a very dangerous time when different tribes were making lots of trouble to the peace-loving people of the kingdom, but Saint Canute wanted to rescue his people from the uncertain times and the danger for their lives by declaring a war to pacify his state. But he was not satisfied of just pacifying the state or destroying the barbarous tribes, but he also wanted to make these tribes who were threatening him, he wanted to make them Catholic. So he was not just a conqueror who was making sure that his own nation and people were safe, but he wanted his enemies to be saved as well. And the best way of making them safe, his enemies safe, was make them Catholics, to make them also the followers of Jesus Christ, so that they too might go to heaven. And when Saint Canute had received a great victory against the enemy tribes, he did what a good Christian does. He gave wholehearted thanks to God Almighty for this victory. He set himself at the foot of the crucifix and laying there his crown, and he offered his now pacified kingdom to the King of Kings. Saint Canute realized and he knew that without the blessing of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, his kingdom would really be nothing, and he would really be no king at all, because even the king has to be subject to an authority, namely God Almighty. After having made sure that Denmark was safe from the tribes, Saint Canute did his duty as a king by marrying a good Christian girl to make sure that there would be successor to carry on his work after he had died. And after marrying, his next concern was to leave to his heir and to his nation a good and well-organized kingdom. So Saint Canute started to reform any abuses which Denmark might have. And for this purpose, he made very severe but also very necessary laws where Denmark was changed into country of justice, namely that there would be no tolerated, no tyranny, no idolatry, or no oppression of the poor. And he also made sure that the clergy and the Catholic Church had full liberty to operate and preach the gospel to the people and distribute sacraments to them. And in every way possible, St. Canute's reign was targeted to make his people happy. Of course, that they would be happy listeners of the true gospel, the saving message of Jesus Christ preached through the Catholic Church. But he also wanted to make them happy people, so their lives would be secured, they would have enough food, they would have shelter, and they would not need to worry about repressions. He wanted to do that so his subjects could peacefully serve God in this world and then be happy forever in the next. And in all the ways possible, Saint Canute was truly a great king, but he was more, he was also a great saint. There eventually rose a rebellion which wanted to end this good Christian rule, and he, Saint Canute, realized the danger, and when he was in the church, he confessed his sins and received a Holy Communion. And there, stretching out his arms before the altar, he recommended his soul to God. And in this posture, he was struck by a javelin thrown through a window, and he fell there at the altar as not only a king and a saint, but also as a martyr. Dear children, when we think about our duties in life, there are so many of those. We have to do our duties in home, fulfill the commands of our parents, and we need to do our duties in school, which are many, and sometimes studies or other things might seem very overwhelming. You might think that I wish I was better in this or this subject, or I wish I had more good things in my home, or I wish I had more time to do things I like sports. But the most important subject which we always need to do is to do the will of God. And truly doing the will of God is the easiest of all the troubles we have. The tests we need to study, to works at home we need to spare our time, and to sport what we have to do lots of exercises of our body. But in religion, all it takes is subject your will. When you are ready to do the will of God, there's never any questions that you might do something wrong or that you might waste your time. Or if you are not very good in some subject, remember that submitting your will to God is very, very easy. It's such a bad thing that more people are not doing this. And in this Chair of Unity Octave, we pray people to convert, come back to the true faith, so that they could also be like citizens of Denmark, happy people here on earth, and then enjoy God's paradise forever in heaven. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.